Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Most of the movies we see come from Hollywood, but now that the U.S. government has declared economic war on Canada, I figure why not look at a few more Canadian movies instead? So this week, I'm talking about three new movies from Canada, all opening this weekend. There's a Montreal PR exec who wants to become a shepherd, a wolf in a theme park who doesn't want to become a zombie, and an opera director in Toronto who says the show must go on. Seven Veils, written and directed by Adam Ogoyan. It's winter in Toronto. Janine, played by Amanda Seyfried, has flown in for a new project. She's been selected by the late director to remount his production of the opera Salome. She knows this version inside out as she was his assistant on it while still a student, but by taking on this part, she has opened a Pandora's box of hidden secrets. The male lead Johan, played by Michael Kupfer-Radecki, is notorious for his roving hands. Amber, played by Amber Braid, sings the part of Salome, but her past misgivings with Johan threaten to erupt. Then there are the understudies. Johan's second knew Janine from their student days and follows her around with puppy dog eyes and long-held hurts. Rachel, Amber's study, is currently dating the same woman Amber used to be with before she was a superstar. Janine is requested to add personal changes to the remount, but whenever she tries something outrageous, the management swoop in to stop her. And then there's her home life. She left their young daughter with her husband, but her mother tells her on a Zoom call her pretty and young caregiver is sleeping with Janine's husband. All of these pressure points seem ready to burst at any moment. Can Janine survive this trouble-filled production, or is it headed for disaster? Seven Veils is a dramatic, behind-the-scenes look at the remounting of an opera. It has some good acting and lovely cinematography, but it's laden down by a messy, overly complicated plot. It feels like a full season of a reality show condensed into 1 hour and 50 minutes. Ogoyan filmed this movie even as he was directing a live performance of the same opera with the same singers on the same set. Is this brilliant creativity or just double dipping? Adam Ogoyan has long been known as a pioneer in incorporating video footage within his films and stage productions, but he went whole hog with this one, including more mixed media than you can shake a stick at. There's Zoom calls, there's a snarky podcast recording, a making of doctrine filmed on the prop director's cell phone, even creepy childhood home videos by Janine's dad. Some of these fall flat, like Janine's voiceover narration is embarrassingly clunky. Other examples are brilliant, like there's a giant projection of Johan's mouth on a scrim on stage, live, objecting haughtily with any directions she tries to give him. Film also covers a huge number of diverse topics, including intersectionality, sexual harassment, women fighting the patriarchy, backstabbing, detached heads, entrapment, and revenge. Way too much stuff to fit into one film, but does have enough occasional good parts to keep it going. Night of the Zoopocalypse, co-directed by Ricardo Curtis and Rodrigo Perez Castro. Gracie is a young wolf who likes hunting on his own. He ignores his alpha grandma's warnings to always stay with the pack. After all, what does it matter? They live in a theme park, the Culpeper Zoo to be exact, with no predators. But Gracie speaks too soon. That night, a radioactive meteor crashes through the sky and lands smack dab into their collective homes. Anyone who touches the glowing rock is instantly transformed into a hideous version of their former self with bulging glowing eyes and zombie-like behavior. The infection spreads quickly across the zoo with ever more animals being zombified. Luckily, Gracie finds safety in the zoo hospital along with Ash the ostrich, Xavier the lemur, Felix, a self-centered proboscis monkey, Frida, a capybara, and a dangerous-looking mountain lion known as Dan. If they work together, maybe they can all fend off the otherworldly element and its creatures. Or they could just split up and see who can make it out of the park first. Can these creatures find a common aim, or will they all be zombified before dawn? And what will happen to the outside world once the park's gates reopen? Night of the Zoopocalypse is a cute animated kids movie about animals infected by an alien disease. It features the voices of David Harbour, Scott Thompson, and Paul Sun-Hyung Lee. The unoriginal dialogue seems aimed at very young children, not adults, but at the same time, maybe zombies are too scary for the youngest ones. But there are some things I like a lot in Zoopocalypse. From the obnoxious theme songs to the eerie Kenny Scharf-like cut-out designs of grotesquely smiling figures that decorate the park. And who couldn't like Poot, the baby pygmy hippo? So if your kids don't scare easily, I think they'll like Night of the Zoopocalypse. Shepherds, Berger, co-written and directed by Sophie Deraspe. Mattia, played by Félix Antoine Duval, is a young man who works as a copywriter at a Montreal PR firm. He's creative, sensitive, and ambitious. So what is he doing sipping yellow pastis in a small town cafe in Provence? He wants to change his life from pointless and unfulfilling to a simpler one, living entirely off the grid. He's in Provence because he wants to become a shepherd. You heard me. Someone who herds sheep. And he wants to write a book about his experiences afterwards. He's already bought the requisite black hat and leather satchel, and he's been boning up on all the books on how to herd sheep, but he's having trouble finding a sheep breeder willing to take him on. His first try is a total washout. He's never stood within a flock of sheep in his life. He doesn't know what to do. So he pays a visit to the local government office in hopes of getting a work visa. No such luck, but he does meet the cute bureaucrat behind the counter. Elise, played by Solène Rigaud, is smart, pretty, and bored with her job, too. She's impressed by Mattia's convictions, but sorry to tell him, you can't apply for a visa within the country. Only working illegally. That's his only possibility. But he keeps up his correspondence with her via handwritten snail mail, and her simple responses keep him going. He eventually finds under-the-counter work as an apprentice shepherd for a retired, childless couple looking for someone to take over. But he finds the environment there hostile and violent, full of cruelty and insanity. Nothing like what he was looking for. So when Elise shows up at his cabin suddenly, he decides to quit. Surprisingly, the two of them are hired almost immediately as a team to work through the summer for a different breeder tending sheep in a stone cottage way up in the Alps. Can two non-shepherds learn the lay of the land and how to take care of hundreds of pregnant sheep? And will their friendship develop into something more? Shepherds, aka Berger, is a wonderful movie about going back to the land. The story is based on the novel D'où viens-tu, Berger, by the real Mathieu Lefebvre, who actually did leave Quebec to seek his fortune as a shepherd in Provence. Now, I've always liked Sophie Deraspe's brilliant films, and while Shepherd is totally different from her past work, it's just as good. Félix-Antoine Duval is amazing as Mathieu, with just the right blend of vulnerability and sincerity, like a gawky teenager trapped in an adult's body. French actress Solène Rigaud conveys so much warmth. She's totally lovable. Shepherds is a gorgeous movie with unforgettable images like rivers of sheep pouring across a valley and through an alpine city's streets. Absolutely breathtaking. One warning, though, after watching Berger, you too might consider becoming a shepherd. Night of the Zookpocalypse, Shepherds, and Seven Veils all open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies Eat, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.